I want to read Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. That's a word you don't hear too much anymore. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the removal of your mind? The renewal of your mind. And I want to encourage you, there's a lot of things you cannot control, but you have control over your own mind. But in today's message, I want to talk about gaslighting, what it is. I'm going to explain it all the way through, and I'm going to repeat myself because I'm finding out people don't get things because you say it once. They need repetition, and we need to hear things over and over, especially what's happening in our news today. They're plastering you with stuff. And many people aren't even watching the news anymore. They're just so tired of it. But you have to know there's a lot of things you can't control, but you need to know what's coming in your mind, and you need to know what God has said, right? We're living in the same kind of an era that the enemy wants Gnosticism, which is knowledge. And he's teasing right there. You shall be wise. The thing is, you don't need God. Be wise. You can eat of this tree of... God didn't want them to know that evil. He doesn't want us to experience this evil. He doesn't want us to even probably know about it. But here we are. Gaslighting, deception, all these kind of things is not new. It's been with us. So here he caused Eve to doubt the reality of what she knew to be true. The same thing's happening in our world today, to cause you to doubt your own reality of what you know to be true. Here we see Eve's reality of truth is questioned and substituted with lies. And why is all this? What's the goal? Control. Right. To get control over the masses. And this is the key. Satan wanted to manipulate her into believing him more than her own mind. Distort. Discredit what God said. Discredit her reality and take on the reality of someone else. This is called today gaslighting. My definition, messing with your head. Messing with your head. It was used in the Garden of Eden. It's still being used today. Gaslighting is common in cults. Most of us that have come from narcissistic abuse know that gaslighting is a tool of narcissism, because they want to change your reality so they can control you, isolate you, blame you, cause you... Once a gaslighted person is very easy to control because they use fear and they use blame. It's all your fault. Churches that have been infiltrated. Don't question my teaching. Well, that's not in the Bible. Well, don't question me. I'm anointed and you're not. Don't question my teaching. I've heard from God. That dream was from God. Well, the Bible says don't add to or take away. Your revelation is taking away. Well, don't question me. That's where the door is. If you don't take my teaching and follow it, then you can just leave. This is how they control their congregations. Makes people question. Well, I guess maybe I don't know the Bible like you do, and maybe I'm wrong. And you start questioning your own mind, your own spirit. God's with you trying to tell you this is wrong. Many of us sat in these conventions just knowing something's not right here. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. And everybody else is getting into it. So you thought, well, you know, let's all get into it then. And you have to really get in the spirit. So, you know, you got to get out of your five senses, because you got to alternate your consciousness to get in the glory. That's what I was taught. You got to get in. Spend 45 minutes to get out of the natural and just, you know, tune into that glory world. Boy, we worked hard to get in. My goodness. Or they tell you plant a seed and you're going to have a money tree. You plant a seed into my apostolic, I am, so, then you're going to have all the fame and the fortune that you want. Blah, blah, blah. The whole goal of gaslighting is to isolate the person from the people that they love. because that way you don't have any support. Controllers love to do that. They love to get you away from your family. A lot of these cultic churches, your family's of the devil, they're bad. And pretty soon you know you won't have anything to do with that relative because they don't believe the same way you do. After all, you're so special. You have revelations, and they don't. Get the victim to doubt their God-given senses and their own common sense and rely on the controllers. Now all of a sudden, you have to doubt your five senses and what you feel. You have to go to that controller. Tell me now. I don't know what to believe. You're going to have to tell me more information. You have to stabilize me because now I doubt myself and I have to trust you. A lot of people do that to bad leaders, pastors. They doubt themselves and they just get hooked into these abusive churches. There is a danger in letting go of your reality. There is a danger in you stop critical thinking. There is a danger for you to just shove your mind off. Because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to be conformed to this world and get your knowledge apart from God and think you can just keep evolving. This is what the false light is all about. They don't need God. They have their light and they have their dreams and they have a revelation. The goal of gaslighting is to disorient and destabilize to gain control over the population into blind obedience. Trust the science.
Oh, yeah.
No, thanks.
The goal is to isolate. God tells us to assemble in fellowship. The Antichrist system doesn't want you to have fellowship. It doesn't want you to gather. It wants you to be isolated so you can kind of start following the transhumanism agenda. No touching, no friends, isolation. We have to learn that this world is going one way and God's going another. And that persecution is on the horizon for many people, including myself, for preaching what we're preaching. Because they want to control the facts. They want to wipe out Christianity. Christianity is one of the ways. It can't be the way. And the problem with most Christians, they will say they are, they have mental illness. You're going to hear this a lot more about mental illness. They try to convince you of alternative facts and question your reality. The more you rely on them for the correct version of reality, the more control they have over you. What is it? It's called brainwashing. Don't remove your mind. Start thinking for yourself. Be critical thinkers. Question everything. Why are they telling me this? Why am I supposed to do this? Is this really real? You believe the lies and the contradictions, and you're constantly blamed and guilted. Gaslighters don't keep their promises. Your fears are used against you. Gaslighters isolate you through fear and lies. You are having normal defined for you. Be awake of the key signs. When the goalposts keep moving, when your fears are being played upon, confusion, reality is being canceled. Reality is canceled. Webster's dictionary, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but he said, Webster's dictionary said, gaslight is experiences that have no rational explanation. Are we living in a day that we have no rational explanation for things? According to Webster's dictionary, you're being gaslit.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her, and be sure to check out her YouTube playlists for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org website page and click on the messages button on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main web page at the top right is a gift button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.
Trade your helmet for a crown of peace at the altar.